News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM, FM capability at WVNN, just understand that that doesn't mean you're done, right? We can literally be found anywhere in the world. All you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So we have folks all over the place that are listening to the show out of state, you know, way far south in the state. We got people that are in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, Indiana. Golly bum, it's all over, but Texas, Florida. So anyway, just saying, don't even think for a second you got to miss part of the show. Just go to rightsideradio.org. All right, listen, I want to do something now. I said Triple Dipper number one. Triple Dipper number one is Medal of Honor winners. I'm going to spread this throughout the show. I just think on Veterans Day, it's important that you recognize some of the extreme decorations for valor that come from right here in your backyard. I mean, it really, sometimes you don't know who's living down or on the corner from you. I'll never forget looking for a house for my in-laws when they were moving to town to be closer to Charlene and I and the kids. And we were looking for houses, and I went into one house with them just looking. And there were some military decorations on the wall, so I kind of gravitated over there to look at it. Just a little obscure house on a corner lot. And it turns out the guy who lived there was one of the pilots from the B-29s that flew the atom bombs over Nagasaki and Hiroshima in World War II. What? Go figure. Just living there quietly on a street corner in Alabama. And folks, I'm just telling you, that kind of stuff's going on all over. You have no idea who your neighbors are sometimes or what they've done. And right here in Alabama, we've had over 33, I believe it is, 33 Medal of Honor winners right here in this state. Now, that being said, I'm going to just pick four. I had to pick four. I had to pick random. They come from every demographic. They come from virtually every war we've been involved in, and they were all over the state. I picked four, two World War II, one Korea, and one Vietnam, just because, also because they tended to be sort of a North Alabama or a personal connection for me. The first one is personal. He lived around the corner from me for many years. Colonel Ola Lee Mize lived in Gadsden, and when he was in Korea in 1953, he was a master sergeant with 2nd Platoon Company K of the 15th Infantry Regiment in the U.S. Army near a place called Sarangni in Korea. Citation reads as follows. Master Sergeant Mize, a member of Company K, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and outstanding courage above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy. Company K was committed to the defense of Outpost Harry, a strategically valuable position when the enemy launched a heavy attack. Learning that a comrade on a friendly listening post had been wounded, he moved through intense barrage, accompanied by a medical aid man, and rescued the wounded soldier. On returning to the main position, he established an effective defensive system and inflicted heavy casualties against attacks from determined enemy assault forces which had penetrated into trenches within the outpost area. During his fearless actions, he was blown down by artillery and grenade blasts 3 times, but each time, he dauntlessly returned to his position, tenaciously fighting and successfully repelling hostile attacks. When enemy onslaughts ceased, he took his few men and moved from bunker to bunker, firing through the apertures and throwing grenades at the foes, neutralizing their positions. When an enemy soldier stepped out from behind a comrade prepared to fire, Master Sergeant Mize killed him, saving the life of his fellow soldier. After rejoining the platoon, moving from man to man, distributing ammunition and shouting words of encouragement, he observed a friendly machine gun position being overrun. He immediately fought his way to the position, killing 10 of the enemy and dispersing the remainder, and fighting his way back to the command post and finding several friendly wounded there, he took a position to protect them. Later, he secured a radio and directed friendly artillery fire upon the attacking enemy's routes of approach. And at dawn, he helped regroup for a counterattack, which successfully drove the enemy from the outpost. Master Sergeant Mize's valorous conduct and unflinching courage reflect lasting glory upon himself and uphold the noble traditions of the military service. Colonel Mize, because he went on to become a colonel, I'll just tell you from personal experience, was someone that I knew personally, and he was indeed a hero. He became one of the founders of the U.S. Army Special Forces, did multiple highly decorated tours in Vietnam. He is the Army Combat Dive School is named after him, and he passed away just a few years ago in 2014. And he's buried now in Gadsden, Alabama. And his wife still lives just around the corner. You never know who lives in your neighborhood unless you look for it. And I'm telling you right now, that the bottom line is being awarded the Medal of Honor is something else. I'm thankful to have known personally Colonel Ola Lee Mize, born in Marshall County, passed away in Etowah County, a native son of Alabama. Well, all right. Well, listen, that's what I'm going to do several times throughout the show today. You have no idea. I mean, there's folks that books have been written. By the way, books have been written about Colonel Mize. Books have been written about another one that I'll read later, Desmond Doss. You may have seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Did you know he lived in Piedmont, Alabama? I'm just telling you, people, we got heroes among us, and sometimes we don't even know they're there because they're usually just as humble and as quiet as they can be. Every once in a while, they get loud and boisterous. And I believe I told the story once before about Colonel Mize coming to see me before I deployed for Afghanistan. It was significant. It was a moment that I'll never forget. All right, people. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. That's what we are. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I know these folks personally. The leadership of that company has really built something that has become quite renowned for its ability to put, as a company, to put people back to work. So if you're looking for a job, and a lot of folks still are, if you're looking for a job, they've got jobs posted on their website all over the North Alabama that have great pay and benefits. That's ZLAUSA.com is their website, ZLAUSA.com. But if you're an employer and you're trying to fill out, you know, the empty spots in your workforce ranks, they do that. They can pair up an employee with the employer. They'll do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if they have to, all of it. Just go to ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions, they like to say they don't make it, they just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I said that Triple Dipper number one today is the Medal of Honor. And I'm going to go ahead now and read another one. This one comes from right here in the listening area. Madison County, Alabama. Paul Luther Bolden was a staff sergeant, later became a master sergeant, but was a staff sergeant in World War II, serving with Company I of the 120th Infantry and the 30th Infantry Division of the U.S. Army. On December 23rd of 1944, he was in a place called Petticoat, Belgium. Here's a citation. He voluntarily attacked a formidable enemy strong point in Petticoat, Belgium on 23 December 1944 when his company was pinned down by extremely heavy automatic and small arms fire coming from a house 200 yards to their front. Mortar and our tank artillery shells pounded the unit. When Staff Sergeant Bolden and a comrade on their initiative moved forward in a hail of bullets to eliminate the ever-increasing fire from the German position. Crawling ahead to close with what they knew was a powerfully armed and vastly superior force, the pair reached the house and took up assault positions. Staff Sergeant Bolden, under a window, his comrade across the street where he could provide covering fire. In rapid succession, Staff Sergeant Bolden hurled a fragmentation grenade and a white phosphorus grenade into the building, and then fully realizing he faced tremendous odds, he rushed to the door, threw it open, and fired into the 35 SS troopers who were trying to reorganize themselves after the havoc wrought by the grenades. 20 Germans died under fire of his submachine gun before he was struck in the shoulder, chest, and stomach by a part of a burst which also killed his comrade across the street. He withdrew from the house, waiting for the surviving Germans to come out and surrender, but when none appeared in the doorway, he summoned his ebbing strength, overcame the extreme pain that he suffered, and boldly walked back into the house, firing as he went. He killed all of the 15 remaining enemy soldiers, firing until his ammunition ran out. Staff Sergeant Bolden's heroic advance against great odds, his fearless assault, and his magnificent display of courage in re-entering the building where he had been severely wounded cleared the path for his company and ensured the success of its mission. He was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Master Sergeant Bolden lived in Madison County, Alabama. He passed away in 1979 in Owens Crossroads, Alabama. And he is buried in Moon Cemetery out in Owens Crossroads. Like I said, folks, you have no idea sometimes who lives down the street from you. Maybe some of y'all knew Master Sergeant Bolden. He went on apparently to stay in the military for a number of years after the war. But truth be told, I'm sure that by the time he passed away in 1979, there were many who didn't realize who it was that was living down the street. And it's so amazing when you find those stories and you find, you know, those moments that are embedded in time that are something that speaks to the greatness of this nation. And there are any number of people that don't get that level of recognition for things that they did that might have been of equal. But all we know is, in this particular case, this guy from Owens Crossroads, Alabama, saved a whole bunch of lives, took down a whole bunch of the enemy, and summoned up all kinds of courage despite his own wounds, and did an amazing thing. And as such, he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Paul Bolden, Owens Crossroads. Well, I'm going to do a few more of those today. I think it's just important. I mean, I think you got to honor the memories of those folks who have gone before you. And I recognize that there are those who came out of war with very few decorations and those who came out highly decorated. But nonetheless, I just think it's important that we just pick some and acknowledge them. And so we're going to do that on this show. As long as this show has an opportunity, and it is an honor to have this platform, we're going to recognize and celebrate those things that are good about where we live. Am I frustrated with the state of the nation sometimes? Sure. Do I point things out that I think need to be changed? Absolutely. Is there so much to celebrate? More than I can even get into one show. I can just tell you that right now. All right, folks, listen. We got some stuff coming up right after the top of the hour. We're going to be back with Casey Wardinski, retired Army colonel, had a great career working also in the Pentagon under the Trump administration. And then he is now running for Congress for Congressional District 5, and we'll have him back on the air as soon as the break is over with and let's get his perspective on Veterans Day and the way forward. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.